here's a story from The World.
Snow here in Boston today, still cold throughout much of the U.S., but it's power outages and natural gas shortages that continue to pummel Texas that's weighing heavy for many people. Much of northern Mexico is also struggling without power this week, in homes, hospitals, and the factories that produce lots of goods for the U.S. I've got The World's Jorge Valencia on the line from Mexico City to help us understand just how much the two countries' power grids are interconnected. Jorge, explain how these outages have extended all the way down to Mexico. Have residents in the capital experienced any of this?
Well, Marco, there have been some reports of outages here in the capital area, and these natural gas shortages have had ripple effects throughout most of Mexico. But really, the area that is primarily affected is northern Mexico, in particular, the four states that are on the other side of Texas. And that includes thousands of factories, or maquiladoras, as they're referred to here, that produce goods for the United States. I spoke with Rosalinda Torres. She is the director of operations at Inteva, which is a company that produces car panels and armrests for car manufacturers in the United States. And at first, we just talked about her situation at home.
Bueno, it's not good. You know, the house starts getting pretty cold. Some people like to heat up the house with something else, but it's sometimes dangerous. So it's better just to use layers and warm up yourself with blankets and things like that.
Torres says that the three factories that her company has have been offline since Monday, and she says it's not only because of the lack of electricity.
Exactly. In addition to that, the natural gas is right now being limited. We have heat treatment ovens. We have curing ovens for our paint processes. So we do need gas for our processes.
Marco, just in Matamoros alone, that's across the border from Brownsville, just in Matamoros alone, a local industry group estimates that some 85 to 90,000 workers have not been working since Monday as a result of these outages.
So, Jorge, this sounds a lot like what we heard from Texas all week. Are the two countries, or the state of Texas, I should say, and Mexico, are they operating off the same source of energy?
To a great extent, yes, because Mexico is very much a client of the United States and of Texas in particular. To better understand this, I spoke with Jorge Piñon. He directs the Center for International Energy Policy at the University of Texas at Austin.
By the way, it's not only between Texas and Mexico, also Canada is involved. The whole North American energy supply grid or system, whether it's liquid fuels, electricity, crude oil, is totally integrated.
Marco, if there's one number that I want to share with you that I hope you'll take away from this, it is 40%. The figures vary slightly on this, but it is estimated that roughly 40% of Mexico's electricity production is fueled by natural gas that is being piped in from Texas.
That's enormous reliance. And I see Governor Greg Abbott of Texas signed an order barring the export of natural gas. So how does that affect Mexico, and what kind of political debate is that creating?
Well, Marco, that order, the temperatures are still very cold in Texas, and the natural gas isn't even getting to the people who need it in Texas. So these companies wouldn't even be able to export them to Mexico or to anywhere else, no matter how much they wanted to. But it's also possible that this will generate or renew a conversation about hydraulic fracturing here in Mexico, because Mexico, unlike the United States, does not allow hydraulic fracturing. But there are people who point out if that natural gas were being extracted, then Mexico could be less reliant on the United States. So certainly this is something that is sure to renew debates over energy policy here in Mexico, at least for some time.
The World's Jorge Valencia joining us from Mexico City. Thank you very much for explaining this, Jorge.
You're welcome, Marco.